Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's up, my people? Tonight is ladies' night, so there's no need for me to mention the other person's name. You here with La Crush Hearts right now. Waiting for my co-host, Mrs. PG, to call in. But till then, you got lovely old me. Let me tell y'all something. I got big things are going on. I'm telling you, we got big things popping. After next month, after September, which is September is the Sister Soldier Salute, we're gonna move Phone Fantasy Radio all together. We moving it. We gone. So if you don't have Skype, download Skype. But don't worry, I got y'all covered. You're going to have a brand new call-in number, everything. We're moving off of Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to keep up with Phone Fantasy Radio Live, I need you to do this one thing. Go to Facebook if you have a Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/HeartsRadio. Once again, www.facebook.com/HeartsRadio. You can keep updates on that. Also, if you don't have Facebook and you use Twitter, hit me up on Twitter at LaCrushHearts. That's LaCrushHearts. Twitter.com/LaCrushHearts. And if you don't have that, just go to www.PhoneFantasyRadio.com and register for an account. Because Phone Fantasy Radio is moving. We out of here. We finally got everything we need situated. We're going. We bouncing. Bounce. Oh, my goodness. This lady's like, it's going to be cracking. Listen, I do have a host, a co-host, but he's of the opposite gender, so he sucks right now. Left. OMG. All right, as I was saying, September is the Sister Soldier Salute. And I finally got all the dates covered, well, majority of all the dates covered. If y'all want to know the tentative dates so far, I got on the September 1st, I have the ladies' edition of the ladies' night. The Sister Soldier edition of Ladies' Night is September 1st. September 8th, we have Underground Award Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Candace White, coming in. She's the hip hop. Hopefully. This is all tentative dates, people. Stick with me. We got Mrs. Get It Up coming in on the 15th. We got Poetry Is Me, spoken word artist, coming in on the 22nd. And we got Entrepreneur, Mina Long, coming in on the 29th. Oh, man. Then we got our Hot Topics on Tuesdays. Next month is going to be awesome. Stay with me. Zaki Awesome. I know that's not my line, but I love that line. I don't know why it's stuck in my head. Anyway, folks, Phone Fantasy Radio, live with La Crush Hearts. If you are an artist of spoken word, rap, hip-hop, R&B, reggae, if you are an artist of spoken word, we have a brand new segment / site coming back. It's going to call the Indie Blast Session. Once again, that's called the Indie Blast Session. And we're about to get it popping, folks. I think I'm going to do a live show and bring it back Mondays, Crush Groove Mondays. Actually, it's going to be called Money Making Mondays. The indie blast session live is going to be on Monday night at 9 p.m. More information about that coming true. I got a lot of stuff going on, folks. I mean, it's always September, though. September always brings a brand new me, don't it? September, always bring a brand new me, but this time I'm be on my grind, be on the grizzly. So, if you want to fuck with your girl, visit the website, www.fallfantasyradio.com. If you are a business owner, entrepreneur, or event promoter, or an artist, and you would love to advertise on the two, not one, but two, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, live stream, two, I tell you, two, hit me up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We can talk some business. I got one, two, three, four. I got about four or five websites you can advertise on. So, I mean, you know, if you want to get it out there, the crush got you. I got three Facebook pages. I got 400 or 500 people on my Twitter. So, you know, follow me. I follow you back. I'm lying, but, you know, follow me anyway. So, you know, if you want to be down with the Phone Fantasy Radio camp, you got to visit that website. Just take a minute and look around. I make it as easy and as flowable. I want to make it easy and as flowable as possible. I don't know if that's a word. I gotta look that up. Anyway, folks, I'm gonna get into my first song since it's Ladies Night. Maybe if I play her song, she'll pop up. This is Ben by Mrs. PG.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Track Slammers. Hey! It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me live. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. Hit the cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a rock, got me hot, so you don't pop and ride.
The kids gone. So it's on. Treat that pussy cat up with my dog bone. Awesome. Describe every song. Made by the king. I'm the one that you should call on. When you need that heat. Cause I got it, man. I make them bounce in the club like karate dance. I talk space age. The flow out of here. Step up in the booth. I got the juice. No watermelon. My bitch vibe. Her friend led. Black freaky female. They be a fan. They be going down when I be upset. So I watch them like a flick while I blow my square, yeah. It's a rockin' night, baby, come and get me wild. It's a cushion sign, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a rockin' night, baby, come and get me right. It's a cushion sign, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off slow, you can come inside. It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. You the only one that get me right. You know it stays wet and it's super tight. Let's have a rough, crazy, wild, and sexy night. Up and down, most you know you need this love potion. Once looking your eye, I know you're mesmerized. These thick thighs got you fucking hypnotized. Yeah, I know I make cut your name surprise. Just lay back, baby, while I blow your mind. A chick better than me, yeah, I'll never find. You fell in love with my slow wine. No fucking grind, give it to me in real time.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me high. It's a kitchen side, it's pushing you get super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. Got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. Hit the switch inside, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off slow, you can come inside. It's a rock, got me hot, so you don't stop and ride.
What's up? Welcome back. We had a double feature. Mrs. PG, I suppose we co-host who disappeared on us, but that's all right. It's still ladies' night. We're still going to hold it down. The topic for tonight, we love this topic. I love this topic. I love going back to this topic because it never fails me. This topic never, never fails me. But my topic tonight is these sensitive ass men. OMG. Why men so sensitive? Wow. Why y'all men so sensitive? Why is it that a woman says no, she gotta be a bitch? If a woman says no thank you, and as politely as she can put it without trying to hurt your feelings, she gotta be kicked in the forehead. Why is this? Why do y'all just can't take, like, no? Why y'all just can't take that as an answer? Why is that not in y'all vocabulary when it comes to women? Women have the right to say no. Y'all sensitive as men. If I'm going to go out with my girl, you're not supposed to be at home crying. Stop whining. I don't say nothing when you go out with your boys. So why are you at home whining because I want to go out with my girl? Why are you sucking in teeth? Why are you slamming doors? Why are you being sensitive? I mean, honestly, y'all getting on my freaking nerves with this sensitivity stuff. For real, for real. Y'all need to man up. And as my mom says, stop holding your nuts. Let them niggas hang.
Be quiet, ma.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all so sensitive out there. What happened, man? What's going on? Why we can't get the men, the brolic men, the man's man? The man that want to sit at home on Sundays and have his Bud Light and watch football. The man that the man that just want to eat steak and potatoes. What's going on? Why Why men gotta be so damn sensitive? And then y'all in denial about it.
Oh, boy.
I know. Y'all men are feeling some type of way. Crush, shut up. Crush, I'm not sensitive. Crush this, crush that. I know that's what y'all saying right now, but whatever. Y'all sensitive. Anyway, on that note, I already see a hand up. On that note, I see a hand up. 414-763. What's good, Renee Nay?
Hi, Crushy.
What's up?
She says she's here. She come.
Okay.
But I don't know. That's an interesting topic you have.
Really? What you think about that topic? You know some sensitive ass men?
Not really, but for those that are, I think they need to fucking man up. Quit being a bitch.
That's right. Quit being a bitch. Just like you said it.
Bitches. God damn it.
I need to man up, man. For real. We love this topic.
I don't know, because my man not like that. I mean, if I go hang with my girls, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. I'm hanging with my girls. He know I'm coming home. And just like if he go kick it with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know he coming home. He may be drunk as hell when he get here, but I know he coming home. And if he ain't, you know what I'm saying? If he too drunk to drive, which isn't that often, he'll still send me a text or something, you know. So I don't know.
Man, back in January, February, the beginning of the year, I did a show called New Year, New Balls. And some men was getting beside themselves. They was getting beside themselves. Like, they'll say, they'll text me. They'll text me. Hello, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing? I'm good. I like your radio site. All right, thank you. Appreciate the support. Yeah, I would love to meet you. Aw, thanks. I was like, what would we do if we met? Fuck.
What?
And then it got mad because I deleted them. Why would I keep you on my page, regardless of my pictures? Because somebody said, well, you got these pictures of your body parts up here. And dot. And I'm like, well, my pictures are not too exclusive. They come off of Facebook. If I put anything too much on Facebook,
okay, I'm going to delete it.
But men are freaking sensitive. Okay, I see 414. Another 414. Well, I keep going hard right now. 414-312. Is that my co-host?
Hello. I'm sorry I'm late. It's your girl, Miss PG. My bad, Crushy.
Hey, Miss PG. We featured you already. We already played the song. You played both of your songs. I thought that would pull you out, because normally when I'm about to play your songs, you always seem to pop up. So I thought that would pull you out.
You know, I've been hiding in my room all day trying to, you know, catch up on some delayed rest that I still ain't caught up on. I end up actually falling asleep, and I do apologize for being late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know you like to stay inside the studio always and hours of the day and shit, night.
Right. So I've been hiding in here, and I was like, I'm going to be on time, and I end up being late.
Me too, don't feel bad. At least I woke up a half an hour and like almost forgot I even had a show. I just woke up myself, that's why I'm so hyped. So tonight we're talking about why men so damn sensitive. I love this topic. I love to revisit this topic. Men hate this topic, so I figured let's talk about this topic.
They're so sensitive because they feminine. They be all up in their feelings.
They be acting up. That's what they be doing.
Then they get mad, like, why bitches want to act like they niggas, and these niggas be acting like they bitches, and you be the main nigga to act like a bitch? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. I don't know why. I don't know why we have to go through these things. I'm telling y'all may need to man up. If you don't like what I'm saying, man, you got... I mean, 1 minute. You got 39 minutes or 38 minutes to wait for you to speak your mind, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's the men lockout. Oh.
Right, the men lockout right now, 805-830-8320, ladies. If you'd like to call in and share your knowledge on why men are sensitive. I was going to say babies.
They do be acting like babies, be whining and shit, looking all retarded, throwing tantrums like they're a 2-year-old. Grow the fuck up. But then you tell them to grow the fuck up, they'll be like, what you want me to do, hit on you? Beating on a bitch don't make you no man. Fuck wrong with these niggas, they crazy.
Don't. Man up. I don't know.
They go from whining to a super aggressive, like, dude, calm down. Don't wet your pants, please.
Don't they? They be acting up for real, for real. I don't know, man.
Just
but
crazy.
I got my Sister Soldier salute coming in September. September 1st is the Sister Soldier. Blah, blah, blah. Say that five, 3 times. Sister Soldier
right.
Salute Ladies Night is September 1st. So don't forget. The next time will
September
be October
5th.
September 1st. Phone Fantasy Radio will soon be moving to phonefantasyradio.com. The live show will be going to phonefantasyradio.com very, very soon. I'm saying within a month.
Yay. That's what's up.
Right. And we got a brand new stream. We got a brand new segment called the Indie Blast Session, where we just play indie music 24/7. So y'all can go to
okay.
the indieblast.phonefantasyradio.com. It's already up and running. I got 60 indie artists playing right now in rotation 24/7. I'm still working on my site, so please excuse the site. However, it's still up and running. You can check out 60. And we do have Blue Sky up there, so you just got
yay. Then this be cracking then. I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness. I got my tentative
Who's
date.
Outside? Who got the crazy background?
That's Renee.
The cab driver.
I don't know. I didn't have the headphones in my good ear. So.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to make sure it ain't my fan. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I'm a big girl. I refuse to be hot.
Right. It's probably my fan too. Cause I got two of them blown. One rotation.
Oh, okay. Well, then we all good. It's fancy around here.
It's fancy
yeah.
around here. For real. For real. Shit.
Fancy like, around here, nigga.
We all got blown. Y'all got to excuse our backgrounds. I don't know about y'all, but I'm too big to be sitting up here with my titties stuck to my belly. That's not cute.
I ain't on that. That ain't cute. That's not ladylike.
That's not ladylike.
That's not ladylike. Musty titties is not allowed.
Right. Right. Too grown for that. We're too grown for that. Mm-mm.
That's not allowed. That should never happen. So, I see you've been missing the sidebar, and the sidebar been kind of crazy. They've been having some phone fantasy type topics, you know.
Well, I've been passing out. I pass out. You know, after my show, I either return phone calls or I pass out. I'll be honest with you. And well, I totally be forgetting that shit is only on a couple of days. So normally you was on 5 days a week.
I know.
7 days
I'm working
week,
on
so
that.
I can catch you. You know, if I don't catch you Tuesday, I catch you Wednesday, and I know you be gone. And I was like, I'm going next time. I did say that, too. I was like, I'm going. Man, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And you know, I didn't do OT this week. I did it last week. I didn't do it this week. Like Monday, we was talking about what makes you say, oh, yeah, but I left it open for clean and dirty people. You know, I left it open. And then Tuesday, it was like, ain't nothing like, and you got to fill in the blank. But I left it open for it to be clean or naughty. So I didn't go full phone fantasy radio. I went, you know, a medium in between.
In
it was
between.
Like side phone radio.
Had to balance
it was side
it out.
Phone radio.
You had to balance it out. So we don't go on tonight, though. We don't go on sidebar tonight.
No, no sidebar tonight. Just Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We both go to a show tonight, but I don't know if they even going. Ain't nobody said nothing. I don't know.
Oh, we got big things of popping over here, man. We got big things of popping. So I got my brand new segment. I got two segments. I have two streams now. You got the regular smooth R&B and hip-hop going on Phone Fantasy Radio. And then you got the 24/7 live stream of the hottest indie music that I could find or that was sent to me. And we're going to have three segments now. We're going to have the Fantasy Limelight, which is when I do interviews to people. We're going to have Phone Fantasy Radio Live, where we have our flavored chat topic, and we're going to have a brand new segment called the Indie Blast Session, where we just play indie music and just rock out. That's all.
Okay. Cool.
That's how it's going to be.
Sounds like
fun. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 9 p.m. on PhonePantsyRadio.com.
So you going 4 days a week?
I'm going three days.
Okay.
Yep, 3 days.
Oh, money flying. All right,
so, all right. So yeah, I need to get y'all drops in. I need to get y'all commercials in. You know, I need some commercials too, some 30-second commercials. It's actually free now because once I get the Phone Fantasy Radio and we start bumping up our listeners and stuff like that, I don't want to hear, oh, Crush, I want to advertise. No. It's not going down.
Right. That ain't going to work. If I can ever get in my, like, I dropped a verse yesterday for, like, the first time in probably about a month because there wasn't nobody here in the studio for that moment. And as soon as I got done, the studio got crowded again. So, yeah. Shouts out to Tanisha, Vine, and Illegal. They don't leave the studio till 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. I don't know what the fuck they be doing, but they don't fucking leave till 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Damn. Y'all getting in over there, Bruce
Scott. I try. Wayne Ghetto keep coming to my studio, tampering in with his whackness. It's just been real bad.
Renee, you still with us? Okay.
You know she lost up in the wind. You know she only like the size of a pinky. She just blow with all these fans we got going on. She just, whew, out of there.
Mm.
Ain't no meat on her. She just real stickish. Oh, let me quit playing.
Oh, man.
So you've been encountering sensitive males.
Right. I'm getting tired of these, and I'm getting tired of these dudes whose balls are overgrown. I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up there and let you keep disrespecting these niggas. I'm getting tired of y'all. Y'all getting on my damn nerves.
Right.
Y'all sit up here. Y'all be talking reckless, man. They be coming out their face hard body and expect you not to feel no type of way about it. But y'all be coming out your face because y'all know if y'all seen me in person or if y'all bumped into me on the street and tried to holler, y'all wouldn't say the shit happened, the shit y'all say. Y'all really wouldn't.
Correct.
Regardless if and then the thing is that y'all get on the internet, y'all get these brand new personas, and then when you meet these men in person, they be some BS, sweet talking. Oh, I don't know.
I love you, Crushy. I'll never let you go.
Right, man, fucked up, man. Don't be a man on the internet and then. When you off the internet, you back down to being a boy. Y'all sensitive niggas gonna go sit down somewhere. Oh,
I know, right?
Oh, and I love this. I love the fact that every man that wanna be my man lives 5,000 miles away from me. What kind of
tell him his dick ain't that big.
Right? Am I the only one who gets this? Everybody that wanna be my man, tell me. I want to be your man. I see you single. I'm single. But they live in Guyana. What?
That's some Africans. Some Africans crazy.
No, it'd be the Africans. It'd be the Eastern. It'd be the Middle Eastern. It'd be the California. I'm not going to California no time soon. I'm really not. I'm not going to California because it takes about 7 days by bus. I don't know if I'll do it. I don't know if I'll do a thing. I don't know. Like, y'all are wilding right now. Now, one time did somebody say, hey, I'm going to come to New York and then we're going to go to Las Vegas. Say something like that. Give me a treat. Really? That's where we're going?
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, one dude finally said he was coming, but that nigga was old enough to be my grandfather. See, this is what I was Oh, man. I don't know. I think I'm going to be single for the rest of my life.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can't even find a friends with benefits anymore. I don't know. I think I'm getting old.
Whatever.
I'm getting old, man. I can't even find friends with benefits no more, man. I need a nice
piece. That's crazy, because I just watched that movie last night, Friends with Benefits, with Justin Timberlake. I watched that late last night.
That's what I need. We need a friends with benefits. We need to draw up a contract. You know, I had one.
It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work.
You know what? It did work. I had one for a couple of months, and it worked out real well. He actually lives with
me. It ain't gonna work.
He actually lives with me, too, so. And we actually did a radio show called Friends with Benefits.
Y'all nasty. Icker, icker, invert. No.
No, it was actually nice. I play the archives on Phone Fancy Radio sometimes. But it was a cool show. We did an all right show. We did an all right time. It was me and Kevin. And he was my friend with benefits. And we talked about the stuff that me and him be discussing here. We'd be having deep conversations, going back and forth. And just you know, he got the man's side, I got the lady's side. And it was real awesome.
Right.
So let's bring it to the radio. We brought it to the radio. We had some good topics. And, you know, it was cool. So, like, PG, if you wasn't married, what type of dude would you want? What's your favorite?
I would. Interesting. I don't know, Crushy. I mean, I don't have a specific type. I just ask that you, you know, present yourself decently, you know what I'm saying? Have some aspirations in life, and don't fucking suck in bed. Yeah, I ain't that hard to please, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make it difficult, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mine is Flash Brown. I'm gonna get that man on this show.
You nasty.
I know.
Look, we're going to go double date, and I'm going to take out 2K the motherfucking murder man, and you can fuck around with Flash Brown. We're going to have a grand old time. You know what I'm saying? On this question.
Yep. I'm coming to walk. How many days is that on the bus?
Because
I ain't flying.
Dude, I don't know.
That's like 2 days on the bus. Oh, man. That's like 2 days on the bus.
I don't know. I don't know. He's talking about we taking a trip in September, but I don't know where we're going.
Huh?
He's talking about we taking a trip in September, but I don't know where we're going yet, so.
Oh. Okay. I need Flash Brown to do me a drop so I can say it over and over and over again. That southern drawl with that deep voice. Hi, Flashy. How you doing?
Dude said, shout out to Flash Brown. XXX. Right.
Productions.com. Yeah, y'all need to go to right.
Right
season. Because, you know, it's just like me. You know I'm about to get my membership, right?
Oh, fuck. You I'm just nasty.
I know.
Ew.
Huh?
I said, ew. You're just so nasty, man.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'm grown. I am grown, girl.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know,
like
a lot of people don't be knowing if they grown or not. They be just saying
right.
Dumb old shit.
I'm on my
like,
grown woman shit.
Dumb.
That's what I'm on, my grown woman
about
shit.
About to get your grown woman on.
That's it. That's going to be a new song, too.
Okay. That's what's up. When is you coming out? You going to do another rap anytime soon?
I still got to finish the first one. That is 6 months to write one verse.
Dude said that. You're so silly. Then you know if it takes that long, it got to be good.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't know how y'all do it, but big up to those that put out a fucking album, because that is straight ridiculous right there. That
right.
Straight ridiculous.
I was talking to Ghost about that the other day. He wanted me to do a verse for him or whatever, whatnot. And I was like, you know, look, my problem ain't me writing my verse. That's not the issue. It don't take me that long to write my verse. It's the actual going to record is where I get delayed at. Because I was like, I don't want to go in that booth. And I dread the recording. I have no problems with the writing. I just hate getting in the booth sometimes. It's like, if I get tongue-tied, I'm going to be upset. If I mess up more than twice, I'm like, fuck it, I don't even want to do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
That's how I am, too. I was recording. I sat up here, I tell you, no lie, PG. I had a beat. I was inspired by the beat. When I'm not recording, flow fine. I flow fine, boy, listen.
Right.
I be sitting up there, hand movement, everything. I be into it. And as soon as I press record, I'll be all dead.
Like, you know, you, I take my pad in the booth, and I do it, right? But then as soon as I come out of the booth, after I record it twice, I can say it without my notebook.
Mm-hmm.
I can say it without me reading it, but if I'm recording it, I cannot say it without reading it. But as soon as
right.
I'm done,
I
can say it without
words.
Reading. I'm like, this is some bullshit.
Right, I know all the words. That's the same thing that happened to me, right?
I know it all.
Right, as it's playing back, I can spit it and everything. But I don't know, it's just something about me having to read it and spit it and feel it. And I'm going to get it done, though. I'm going to be a bad, fluffy chick one of these days.
Right, and then you know they always teasing me about my voice and shit or whatever. So when I be in there, I be trying to be loud, and they be like, "Why are you whispering?" I'm like, "I'm yelling." Stop trying to sound sexy. I'm like, "I'm not trying to sound sexy. That's just how I sound."
All right, can't get mad at that.
And I be like. And I go in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to say it, but I'm going to try not to say it sexy, and which is crazy because it come out even more sexier, and they just yell at me, and it's just like, so, you know, I'm trying to not be abused because PD beats on me if I don't do it right and stuff, you know, so.
That's too much right there, too much.
Right. I be traumatized and, you know, like, oh, my God, no. But then, like, if I record it, like I did this verse yesterday for this song called Bottles Poppin'. Shout out to AG, you know, ABK or whatever, whatnot. And I had wrote it about 2 months ago, maybe three, somewhere around there. So I had it written all this time. Whatever, if you play the beat, I say it in my head. Man, I got in the booth. I'm like, what did I say? But as soon as I came out and Will was playing it, I was saying it without my notebook.
I'm going to try to do it. And I don't even have all the equipment I have. I just have my little microphone that I'm talking to on now and a sound recorder. So one of these days, I'm going to get into it and I'm going to finish it off. And I'm going to send it to somebody to produce it or whatever, however it works. Whatever.
Right. No, what's crazy is I was sitting here playing one of the games on my phone. And, you know, I always get the free apps because I don't pay for none of my apps. I ain't on none of that. I like free apps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ad that popped up and it was called the iRig mic. It's a microphone that you can plug into your iPhone. But it's a condenser mic where you can record on your phone. I said, this shit is getting too bad. This shit is ridiculous. So you're trying to tell me I can just plug this in my iPhone and I'm good? Too much. iPhone is doing entirely too much.
Yep, that's the new smartphones for you. Shit, they got the T-Pain's new music phones and all types of apps going on right now.
That shit crazy.
But back to these sensitive ass men. Don't think we forgot about y'all.
Oh, we didn't forget about them.
We didn't forget about y'all. Another thing that
that's how we feel about y'all being sensitive. We ignore that bullshit.
That's how we feel about it. Sometimes you just gotta let things be. And you know what else, man? Don't sit up there and say women ain't giving y'all pussy or y'all not getting no pussy. It's like I keep telling y'all this and y'all not listening to me. I don't know why y'all don't listen to me. I'm telling you this over and over again. You gotta learn how to finesse, man. Why y'all don't know how to finesse? Then y'all get
mad. Nobody
wanna
fuck no whiny ass nigga.
Right. You gotta learn how
that's
to finesse.
That's kind of turn
on. You can get it how you love, just like we can get it how we love. So, this year, I started off with some new rules. My first rule is to tell people that I was a sexually open person. I like to talk about sex and feel that I do keep it real as possible. However,
I like that word, sexually opened person.
Right. However, I'm not interested in seeing, tasting, licking, riding, etc. every man penis that just happens to cross my path with me. I do offer services, so as far as phone sex and webcamming. However, my intention is really not to lay with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I also express that every man thinks he has a big wee-wee. Every man thinks that. He can have
every man does.
He can have 2 inches and only use his thumb and his pointer finger to jerk off, but he swear his shit is big. Every man, he can use the bathroom and have to push his balls back because he pee on his balls, but he'll still think that.
Ew, that's nasty.
But that's what happens. If you got a small penis and big balls, what's going to happen?
That's nasty.
You got to push out real hard so you won't pee on your balls. Got some urinated balls.
You about to make somebody cry. You know they get sensitive when you talk about their little wee-wee.
So.
They're like, I have an average-sized penis.
No, that's not average. That's not average at all. If your penis is resting on your ball sack and the head is not passing, that is not average. Your balls.
Oh, you got a lot of niggas crying right now, Crushy. Stop it.
Your balls can't be that long. I'm sorry.
You're going to have people trying to shoot you.
I know.
Like she said, I had a little penis. Pa-pew, pa-pew. With his little B.O. gun.
Every man thinks he got a big wee-wee. So you bragging about it, about your size, what you going to do with it, how you going to flip me over, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't impress me. Did I not just tell you I was a sexually open person?
You know what? I would like to extend a contest or something to tell me something I've never heard before. Not, ooh, crushy titties is big. That's a given. I mean, something that no one has ever said before. I bet you can't nobody do that shit.
I don't know. I mean, as far as what? As far as a compliment?
I mean, you know, they just say the dumbest shit like, you ain't never had no dick like this before. Of course I've never had your dick before, so that's a common given. I've never had your dick before. Wow, cool. I mean, what makes your dick different than somebody else's dick? It's a dick. What? Either I'm going to feel it or I'm not. Those are the only two options.
Well, those are the only two options, man. Either going to make me
like...
throw it back or it's going to make me throw up. Either or, that's it.
So it's like it's a whole 2011 now, and I'm no longer like 2. So therefore, I've done heard a lot of shit. And some of y'all niggas are starting to sound real repetitive.
Right.
Like, yep, Bob said that already.
Right.
That was Chris. John, yeah. Got you on that. Tell me something I've never heard before.
Yeah. Or if you're going to repeat something on you, if you have to repeat it, you got to finesse it so it can fit to you. Not every dude, like, see, Flash Brown can say, hey, man, mama, come lay on this dick. And I'm like, whoo.
Right, because that's something you want to do.
Right, because yeah, that's Flash Brown, and I already know that his dick is next to his kneecap. See, now, if you said it, you keep on your bubble. And you said, come lay on this, and I'm like, what? You can't get mad at me. And what's up with these little thick niggas that want to titty fuck? I got big titties. TG, you got big titties.
I don't know. I don't even get the whole titty fuck thing. Seriously, I don't. What the fuck?
I don't mind titty fucking. I really don't. But I just don't know why. It's like every little dude that I come across. And when we finally get into the dude, the first thing they want to do is titty fuck, and then they disappear.
that shit is crazy.
They disappear. Then they tell you to lay down. Lay down. What? I gotta lay down? You gotta straddle over me? That's gay. That is gay. No, I don't want you sitting on my belly. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. You can't be sitting on my belly. I got enough shit up there already.
You stupid.
I'm just saying.
Niggas is crazy. I hear you. Niggas is crazy.
And I used to be a fan of teabagging, but now I think it's gay.
No.
I don't know.
Y'all done turned her off from teabagging. That's what y'all get.
Yeah,
whack ass shit.
Y'all done turned me off from teabagging because niggas don't shave their nuts no more. Like, I got. Y'all gotta start shaving y'all nuts again, man. What happened to proper etiquette? Proper nut sack.
Proper etiquette.
Right. What happened to proper nut sack etiquette? Y'all gotta conduct these things, man. Y'all killing me softly, for real. I see black reporters holding it on. Black reporter, I know you got some stuff. Write it down, black reporter, write it down.
Still got another 15 minutes.
You can't get
uh-huh.
it on black.
Still got
another 15 minutes.
I know they hate white. They so impatient.
Because we're talking about a whole lot of stuff right now. I know you guys are going to have some comments on a little bit of everything we just said.
Yeah,
he
is.
All right, folks.
You're like, my dick is average size. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding, God. Black reporter.
No, she not.
I know, right?
All right, folks. Y'all can tell everybody. I would live with Crush Hearts and TG. Did I almost forget my own name? Live. I said live. The Crush
I am captivating like that, you know.
That's what it was. Yeah. We're going to play some more awesome music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. As soon as my freaking screen comes back.
Don't you hate when that shit freeze up and you be trying to get to a break in and they be fucking with you, then you be like, fuck it, then it fix when you say, fuck it, I ain't going to take a break.
Right.
That shit be getting on my nerves.
All right, folks. We're going to play some more indie. And take off some You Ain't Nothing But A, dedicated to all them sensitive ass men.
everybody listen to this nice sonny when we come from Montreal. Now go take this mic for me, the Montreal girl, sweet, sweet, sweet like honey. One and only, now go take this tone for me, the valid in everybody. Listen to this nice honey when we come from Montreal. Now go take this mic for me, the Montreal girl, sweet, sweet, sweet like.
Sweeter than cotton candy, how is that possible? So many tried to run like me, I'm unstoppable. So sick with it, they wanna take me to the hospital. So hot like I came from somewhere tropical. I'm that itch bag that still couldn't cure. I'm demon shit like I'm bred from manure. I'm far from a virgin, but I spit so pure. I'm hooking these bitches like a fish in lure. Some of these MCs along with a cast. They on some Nicki-ish like a show off they ass, off they ass. How high? I see your lips out, pass, I'm high just like gas.
One and only, now go check this soul for me. That my living, everybody listen to this nice honey when we come from Montreal. Now go check this mic for me. The master, this girl, sweet, sweet, sweet like honey. One and only, now go check this soul for me. That my living, everybody listen to this nice honey when we come from Montreal. Now go check this mic for me. The master, this girl, sweet, sweet, sweet like.
All right, welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. That was Angeline with You Ain't Nothing But A and Mrs. Get It Done with Sweet Honey. She should be on our show for Sister Soldier Salute next month. All right, so PG, still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, so can I read a text conversation that I had with somebody recently?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, I had a conversation and I had a conversation with a dude. Now, I know the dude from swinging days. You know, I'm a swinger. Everybody knows that I'm a swinger. So the dude hit me up one day, and he said, hello. I said, hi. He said, how you doing? I said, good. He said, you're very beautiful. Thank you. Are you busy tomorrow? Why? Maybe we can finally meet face to face. Is that okay? Well, where do you want to meet and when? Not sure. Well, I said, Thursdays aren't really good for me anyway. While we go out, and he said, oh, I see. He said, maybe next week we could do it, be a little bit more flexible. I said, okay, we can meet next week. You can just give me a call. He got my phone number. He can just give me a call. He said, okay, cool. Then he said, we can make plans. Maybe go out to eat or something. Then he came back with me. He said, can I be honest about something? I said, sure. I find you very desirable, okay? And I do wish I had the opportunity to please you with some serious oral work. I just want to make you feel good, even if that's all we do. At first, I was in shock, and then I got angry. However, I then made a status message about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
Waited, and he was waiting for me while he was waiting for me to respond. Okay, it says why did the conversation continue? Why? I don't know. Giving him the benefit, I guess, but the rest is here. He said, "Are you still with me? I'm not with you, but I'm still here." He said, "Laugh out loud." So did you see what I said? I said, "Yep." He said, "Can you share your thoughts?" So that's where we're gonna meet. I said, "That's why you want to meet me." He said, "No, we can talk about things, but I wanted to be honest with you." Laugh out loud. That doesn't sound convincing at all. I won't lie. If you give me the chance, I will take it. I thought about this for a while, and I really just want to please you. Well, that isn't how I go about showing you want to please me. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, it's one thing to want to please me. It's another thing to just want to fuck me. No need to be sorry.
Right.
He said, I didn't say fuck. I said, wow.
All righty then.
I said, laughing my ass off. I said, oh yeah, what did you say? He said, I only want to taste you. Anything else is totally up to you. I said, maybe I missed it.
What
wow. Fuck clues, all of the above. Well, I was only talking oral. If I deserve more, you tell me. Deserve? Yes, if you feel
what?
I deserve. Right. Deserve. That's exactly what I put. Deserve. He said, yes, if you feel I deserve the honor to have more, you will tell me. But that's what I'm asking for. After that, I just stopped talking. I haven't talked
right.
to him. I have not talked to him since. Not a text message, not a phone call, not any of nothing. I haven't talked to him since. Since this conversation, I haven't talked to him. That was the conversation I stopped. Like, first of all, I found it straight disrespectful and rude just to come out like that. You know what I mean? Like, but then I'm thinking I'm hypocritical. I think I'm being hypocritical because the day before I said to be honest about your intention, and he was honest about it, but I still felt
right.
turned on about the whole situation.
Okay, so look, see, my whole thing is dudes feel that them telling you that they want to give you dick is supposed to be like some type of honor, but us being chicks, we get offered dick whether we want it or not.
Right.
So you telling her or me or if or her or that a thing that you want to fuck, that ain't telling them nothing they don't already know. Every chick think every nigga want to fuck them anyway. It's just
mm-hmm.
how we think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they admit that they want to fuck us or not, that's on them. But in most chicks' minds, oh, he want to fuck. Everybody already knows that. That's the obvious. But I guess on his part, he told you exactly what he wanted, so wouldn't be no issues or like, well, you didn't say this is all you was looking for type shit. So he did it wrong, but he tried to be like, okay, this is really what I want. I want to meet you, but I want to meet you so I can eat your pussy. I don't think I want to meet you because I want to be with you. I just want to meet you so I can eat your pussy.
Right.
That's what he said. And so that's what I took from that.
But these are the type of, see, that people wondering why I feel the way I feel. Because those are the kind of conversations that I get. Every time I'm online, that's why I don't hit people back unless it's people I know, like PG or Wayne or somebody like that. Those are all the people I hit back. You know what I mean? I don't hit the random dude back because, okay, one dude said, good morning. I said, howdy. He said, love your pics and radio show. Wanted to tell you that. I said, thank you. I appreciate that. Also, I needed to hear that. He said, I don't know how, but I would love to meet you one day. I said, oh? He said, yep. He said, mm-hmm. I said, what would we do? What would you like to do? This nigga said, fuck you. I said, wow, goodbye. I'm definitely not interested in enjoy your day. He said, what did I say? So wrong? Really, dude?
They think since you're a sexually open person, that's
right.
all that they think you think about. Which is not necessarily true because even you're being a sexually open person, you're still a fucking person. What the fuck?
Right.
So it's like, I understand and feel your pain because girl, trust me. Some of the messages I used to get, it's like fucking OC. I had called Petey to the computer one day. I was sitting there. This is when we were just going, well, we was whatever the fuck you want to call it, what we was doing. He was always at my motherfucking house interrupting my other shit. But hey, that's a totally different story. And I was on this site, I don't remember which one it was, but I stopped getting on social networks, period. I only got back on social networks because of this music shit. I would log on to my computer, and my inbox would be full of shit like, when can I lick your booty, I want to eat you, or there's no hello, there's no hi, I've never spoken to these motherfuckers before in life. The first thing they ask me is, when can they eat my ass? I'm like, nobody eat my ass. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who eats ass? What the fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker? How is that supposed to be a turn on to me? You want to eat my booty? Get the fuck out of here. That's disgusting.
And then you want to get
mad because I don't respond back. I done got called all kinds of shit. They leaving long ass messages like I'm going to really read all that shit. For what I'm telling y'all now, if y'all messages to me got more than 5 words, I'm not reading all that shit. I'm just being honest. I'm a lazy motherfucking reader because it's going to end up being bullshit. I'm going to be mad that I read it and I can't get that time back. So I don't read long ass messages. So don't ever send me nothing long as a bitch. I ain't going to read it.
Wow. Did they just do this? Did y'all just do this at 10 o'clock on the dot? Everybody raise their hand. Wow. Did y'all just do that? All right. So where should we start first? All right. We're going to start with Insane Jermaine, because I know that's who that is right there. Insane Jermaine, what's up?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm listening to you, ladies. I'm listening. I want to know, can I speak? Do I
go
get
ahead.
A chance to speak as a man?
Go ahead. Speak as a man.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Y'all want to know why men so sensitive? I don't stereotype. See, y'all stereotype my mental sister. You know why? Because you got these females today, they're so sneaky. They're so sneaky. I'm not sensitive at all. I don't call. I don't call. I got
game. Sounds like you're crying now.
No, lady.
You crying? I got too much game. Because you know what? It ain't game. It's the money that talk bullshit won't. Like I said, if he was being straight up, he was being honest, all he had to do was come with some cash and put an ass. That'd call it quits. Because number one, if you don't want to, like Tupac said, you wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch or hoe or whatever, garden tool, look what you're doing. Don't be up on back pages selling your ass on the down low and he think he got a good man when he find you on there. Then you got your titties all over the internet. See, look what you're doing. Then you wonder why he calling you hoe behind. You put yourself out there like one, and then when he want the ass, he done seen the titties all over the internet. He done seen you all on back page. He want the ass. Now he can't get it. Then that's why he going to say hoe.
Okay. Who said we was on back pages?
I'm just saying, curious. All men ain't sensitive, because I'm not sensitive. I get mine. I'm just mine. One way or the other.
You're right about now. You sound like you and your feelings.
I'm a hold on. See, my game is to hold on to the money as long as I can. I'm going to shoot my game to the end. But if I really want her, you damn right, I'm going to come out the pocket. That's the last thing. After all my game, my shot, I'm going to come out the pocket.
Y'all love it, Saint Germain.
I'ma shoot everything. I'ma shoot all my game I can to get that. I ain't disrespecting. Nah, cause she ain't no hoe. Know what I'm saying? She ain't no hoe. She ain't no bitch to me. Nothing that. She a woman, and that's what I'm laying in the bed with. I don't want no hoe. I don't want no bitch. I want laying in the bed with a woman, and not no drunk woman, no high woman.
That's what's up. You gotta appreciate that, Saint Germain. Definitely gotta appreciate that.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, you can't do one thing in this world and say another. That's hypocritical. That's hypocritical right there.
Right. Totally agree. You're right.
That's what these guys see. If these guys see you all up on the internet or whatever like that, doing porn or whatever like that, up on back pages, and that's what they're looking for. They see it. I guess I can get that ass.
Right.
Some of these guys, they don't have no game. That's why they turn around and say, oh, you hoe, you bitch, or whatever like that. They trying to bring you down. Nah, you ain't no hoe. You ain't no bitch. You're a woman. They ain't got no game. See, I got too much game. I get mine one way or the other.
But you're totally right. But not every woman and not every dude is on back pages on the internet like that. But they still get talked like that. Like, I'm sure PG ain't got her titties hanging out on the internet or like that.
Yeah, I know that. Because you know why? Those guys don't have no game. They don't know how to treat a woman. Now, like that. Okay. If I wanted you to cry, if I wanted you.
Excuse me, crazy guy.
No, hold on.
My game is, this is my first thing. I don't drive no more.
What is
when
it,
I drive, even if I'm on her, my game is trust.
That's his name, Crush.
I'll never go for the pussy. In my head, I want the pussy. You're right. He wanted the ass. He didn't know how to go by getting it. If any man here, he wanted the pussy, but some men don't know how to go by getting it. I go by trust. Yeah, I take you out to eat. I spend time, let you come to the house and let you do what you want to do and whatever. And if I had a car, ride you around, take you home tonight. All right, see you tomorrow. You wait on it. It's just like love. You gotta wait on love.
Me.
If you love somebody that good, you wait on it.
That's what's up.
If she wanna give it to you, she gonna drop them drawers one day. That pussy gonna get the itching one day. She gonna drop them drawers one day. That's what these guys don't know.
If that pussy gets itching, I don't want it.
Insane Jermaine, can I ask you a question? I ain't talking about like that. You know you damn pussy jump. You know what I'm talking about. That pussy get the jump and get the throbbing. Want some dick?
I know. I'm just playing with you, Jermaine.
Okay, who this is?
Hello.
Saint Germain.
This is PG saying Germain. Go ahead, PG.
Hi. My question to you is, so if I have a picture, if I have several pictures of just my face, not no titties, not no ass, not no back shots, and it's just my face, and I get an inbox saying, you know, he wants to eat my booty, and I don't respond, and I get called bitches and hoes, is it my fault?
Nah, it ain't your fault. Nah, I'm not saying it's your fault. He's disrespectful. He's disrespectful to me. I wouldn't do it. I changed the game plan up. If that didn't work that way, and that's when you change, he don't have no game. That's what I'm saying. He don't know how to change the game plan up.
That's what's up.
All right.
Thank you for the truth, Saint Germain. I really appreciate your support.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you
back
on.
You know, I love y'all. I love fun. I like this comment. I like this comment, though. I like that. Because it is some sensitive-ass niggas out here.
All right. See you later. ain't on hold right now. We're going to bring in the next dude. The next dude should be my official co-host, Black Reporter.
Am I still co-host?
Yeah, you co-host now. You back. You officially back.
Because to me, it seemed like I had a shift. And good evening, PG.
Hello.
This seemed like a ship that had lost its spirit. I mean, it seems like it. I mean,
we was all over the board, right?
You got that right. Yeah. And for once, Jermaine had a point tonight.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sitting here. Jermaine's making sense.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You know, for one, he did it clearly. You know, he
yep.
did it with his usual expired style, but that's
right.
just him. And
yep.
and I understand where he was coming from.
Yep.
You know.
You hear that, Jermaine?
Yeah,
you
I hear you.
You hear your props.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm just being straight up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being straight up. They don't have no game. That's what it is.
Much love to you, Jermaine.
We're giving you props, Jermaine. We're giving you props.
Much love to you.
I appreciate that. But I'm just being straight up. These cats, it ain't that they sensitive. They don't have no game.
They don't know how to finesse it. They don't know how to finesse it. That's what I was telling y'all. They don't know how to finesse it.
But not every man is sensitive.
Right.
You know. Excuse me?
So what is it?
No. I want to know what that sound was, PG.
Hey, leave me alone. I found it funny. I can laugh.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Gotta love ladies night. Gotta love ladies night. We can get away with
I thought the idea of ladies night was for y'all to get this all out of you. That by the end of the ladies hour, he'd be out of you.
Nope. The ladies, we hold on to stuff. You know that's how it works.
Hold on tight, too.
Yeah. All right, so... I'm going to bring in Stevie B, because Stevie B's on hold. I see him with his hand up. I swear, at 10 o'clock, all y'all raise your hand at the same time. All y'all raise your hand at the same time. 10 o'clock hand,
you. Technically, my hand should have been recognized first, since I am the co-host.
Right. You know,
stop being sensitive, Black Reporter.
That's why I didn't raise you. That's why I didn't put you down first, because you are the co-host. So we gotta let our other listeners go ahead and feel wanted. You know, I did it in the order which y'all called, actually. Stevie B, you with us?
Oh, you know I'm with you, but now I gotta switch up, because I gotta be the model of Oscar that I am.
go ahead.
What's up, Steve? You know I gotta do it. And I agree with CG. If a female is respectable, especially when it comes to this, you know, in this society, everything goes on the social network. If she was respectable and she had respectable pictures online of herself, that there's no reason why these cats out here should be disrespecting her at all, calling her bitches a hoe. Because you gotta remember, the same way, they ain't gonna wanna call their mother that. Especially these cats that say they believe in God. If that's the daughter of God, and you the son of God, how you going to disrespect that daughter of God? But for the females, and I don't need the females, I'm going to go for the dudes, too, because there's a lot of y'all dudes out there, too, which want to be sexy, I got no shirt on pictures. For the females and the dudes...
Looking gay as a bitch. Ew.
Jeremy,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, my bad.
But for you dudes out there, and these females out there want to do these sexy pictures, but wonder why you get come at the wrong way. You're supposed to respect yourself and have some type of knowledge of, I'm not going to put my shame out there like that. I'm not going to put myself out there like that. It's one thing
so far than since I changed my life and I study scriptures, that if you put yourself out there in a whorish way, whorish days comes back towards you. So it's horrible because we're in society, people don't understand it. The shame they put out there. But like for CNC being respectable, got pictures just her face, and cats coming out her sideways, they being very disrespectful, and they showing the shame that they showing the shame of they don't have a respect for a daughter of God. How you gonna have respect for your own mother or your own sister or your own daughter that's also a daughter of God? You know what I mean? That it's just it's irresponsible.
All right, my question is, how do you decipher between the two? Let me just finish with because I'm the complete opposite of PG. I got a website called thesuperfluffyflirt.com. I do phone sex. Yes. I do webcamming.
Right.
I've met dudes. I've done face sitting. I'm out there. You know what I mean? If you type in the crush hard, you might find my titties with some whipped cream on it. You might find a nipple. You might find a pussy shot. Yeah, I got a video out there.
Ew.
In the shower. I mean, so.
Right.
Ew. Let's not talk about that other video. Ew, that was nasty.
So, let's not talk about that other video.
And we won't talk about the
other. How do you decide the difference from PG in the same treatment, getting the same treatment as I'm getting? And I'm out there. So now, it can't be both. It can't be the best of both worlds. Either it's something on their end or it's something on our end. You can't tell me because PG got a face out there and she acting, people asking her booty hole. Nobody asked me to eat my booty hole.
Shut up. That's not funny.
All right. Now, let me ask that. Now, you put yourself out. You know what I always notice, too? That anybody that put themselves out there any type of way, you know how perfect example. You know how guys always talk about, yeah, B, I fact the flyest girl. But when the flyest girl come on the block, they shut up like they chilly in December. They shut up to get cold. Mm-hmm. So for you to put yourself out there and you see if somebody going to come at you that way and they don't come at you that way, they took a good game and they scared. Because they now when it's in front of their face, and when they can get it, they don't get it. But then when it's somebody that's not putting themselves out there, that's the one they want to act bold with. That's the one they want to go towards. But the way how you sit there, and what I'm saying is, all females is a daughter of God.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, every way is the way you put yourself out there. But like I say, you got certain females that be putting themselves out there, but then wonder why niggas come back to them also disrespectful.
I get what you're saying. You get what I'm saying? But I'm gonna put myself in that category. You get what I'm saying? Because I do put myself out there. I know I put myself out there, and I'm just gonna be a real bitch about it and say, yeah, I put myself out there. But I never wonder why they come at me the way they come at me. I may say why you come at me the way you come at me, but I never wonder why you come at someone at me. Because I'm going to go with Inchange the Main theory and just say you have no game. You don't know how to finesse it. And that's all the ever there is.
That's true. You got
all That's all the ever is. At the end of the day, the same guys that sit up there and get disrespectful is because they don't know how to. They don't know how to speak.
Yeah,
if you don't know how to pronounce your words, if you don't know how to do something, you're going to go with the dumbest shit that you can think of. And you got cats out there, got no game.
But to me, you know, the way how I feel, all this game thing, it shouldn't be. Everything should, the way how I feel that if you like a female and you want to be with a female, be truthful. Why everybody out play this game? Because everybody says it. I'm not here for the bullshit in the game. So why do we have to have this game going?
But he is being truthful. That's the thing. That's the kicker about all this shit. He's being truthful. At the end of the day, he's dead ass. He want to eat her ass. At the end of the day, he's dead ass. He want to throw his dick down her throat. At the end of the day, that's what he wants to do. But there's one thing that he doesn't know how to do, and that's how to finesse it. But like Insane Jermaine says, just wait. If you have patience, it's going to come to you. At the end of the day, if you ain't got nobody other phone number in your phone and your pussy started throbbing, who you gonna call? The same dude that wanna eat your booty.
No, I would never call the dude that wants to eat my booty.
Well, you got to understand how I look, the way I'm coming from is, you got a good majority of the world, a good majority of relationships that don't want to just be, oh, I just want to call a nigga for booty call, or I just want to call that female for booty call. You got people that really want a real relationship. You got people that really would sit there and get to know a person and get to understand and get to know each other, mind and heart and soul and our life and dislike before we want to take this to a sexual relationship. You got people out there that really do sometimes want to be with a person. That's what a person I'll think, oh, that's my soulmate, I want to be for the rest of my life. That's why to the time of this society now with all these booty calls, it's getting ridiculous.
I'm saying, don't bash the booty callers.
And then we got kids being born into this that one getting neglected in some way and form. And I feel that these casual, irresponsible people doing these casual sex, one night stand, booty call, whatever, it needs to come to an end. If you really want to see a person, you want to get to know that person, that's how it should go. That's how we should bring a family unit back together. Then all these.
Oh, he's so nice.
We should bring a family unit. That's how I feel. You should bring a family unit back than all these headaches and quick moments. Because I'm going to tell you, we're the majority of the people that a lot of times, a lot of things in our life is broken down because the family unit is not there no more. And we have other group of people that and will keep us down even harder because of that. And we
okay,
and the to be like,
All right. Nah, I'm a producer. I'm just be in the background. That's his.
Oh,
name.
Okay. She don't want to do nothing clean now.
All right, we got the 616-305. How you is?
Hi, I'm good.
What's up? For everybody that don't know, this is Charisma from Brooklyn, by the way of Alabama. Charisma, you want to speak on tonight's topic, sensitive ass men?
No, I ain't hear it.
All right. We gonna put Christmas back. Christmas is not paying attention right now.
Hello?
Hi, Lady C.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. I was headed home. I'm in the car with my daughter and grandchildren. So I was just listening. I passed my test. I made a 98 on my test.
Yay! Congratulations.
So I know it's a lot of background noise. That's why I didn't press, one.
Okay. You're fine. All right. So we'll talk to you when you get home.
Okay.
All right. Go, Lady C.
Yeah.
All right.
Black Apollo,
still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're breaking up, though. I'm breaking up.
Oh, does it sound like I'm breaking up?
Yeah, you're probably breaking up. All right, folks, y'all tune into Phone Fantasy Radio. We're going to go into another music mix because that's what we do on Phone Fantasy Radio. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. And this is dedicated to Ruby.
Holla at me. You're not a gentleman. Holla at me. You're a a godly kin, then holla at me. If you got a deadly pin, then holla at me. If you're not gonna try to pretend, holla at me. If you got your own little spin, then holla at me. If you got a hand to lend, holla at me. If your mind ain't being bent, then holla at me. My time with you will be well spent. A true queen's time is not a thing to be wasted. Come with one wrong, acting like your pants being basted. See, to holla at a real woman's a tricky thing to do. And if you blow your first shot, you won't be getting around to see. The term baby is for those who didn't graduate from childhood.
Holla, lady, it's for those who run the straight. Are we overshooting?
We muddy in the bun with us, got bitches confused. We not them little shorty brothers, the silly hoes y'all can use. Now, we are not unsuspicious of the words in your game. Cause this is one thing for certain. Sorry, niggas don't sound the same. Easy words of advice, unless you really want to pull the way of God. It's the direction that you maybe ought to go. Respect the truth of the word and the strength of the spirit. And appreciate that she ever even lets you hear it. For an empress is a sponsor, you should hold her on high. She'll soothe away all of the worries in the back of your mind.
So holla at me. You're not a gentleman. Holla at me. You're the godly kin. Holla at me. If you got a deadly pin, holla at me. If you're not gonna try to pretend, holla at me. If you got your own little spin, holla at me. If you got a hand to lend, holla at me. If your mind ain't being bent, holla at me. If my time with you will be well spent.
I don't need a man to open doors or pull up my chair. No, I need one worried about the type of clothes that I wear. Follow me along my path if you dare to keep up. If not, don't violate my faith, go find a tree to bark up. Cause I will not be ridiculed nor disrespected, not once. Creative critic is accepted, but I'm not some blonde dunce. I'm a real-ass motherfucker, and I mean that with sincerity. If you need it, once repeated, I'll come back with some clarity. Even turn on my lane, if you mean to do me wrong. I'll fuck around and slap you upside the head with my new bomb.
Metaphorically violent,
as I try keeping the peace. But I'll be real, bitch, if niggas make me wanna pull some shit. If you a real king and revolution's deep in your heart, I'd like to meet and see if we can begin, but be where I start. So holla at me if you think for sure that a chance. But don't bother if you're trying just to get in my pants.
So holla at me, you're not a gentleman. Holla at me, you're the godly kin. Holla at me, if you got a deadly pin. Holla at me, you're not gonna try to pretend. Holla at me, if you got your own little spin. Holla at me, if you got a hand to lend. Holla at me, if your mind is being bent. Holla at me, if my time with you will be well spent.
If you wanna holla at me, gotta know what's in your mind. Is it under their control, is it without any bind? If you think the devil's game is cool, you don't recognize the power to be alright before you have to look with three eyes. Are you a man of God or are you down with bullshit religion? Cause you won't have my ass barefoot in no motherfucking kitchen. Nor will you ever put your hands on me unless you wanna bleed. I will not have no one interfering with my destiny. So if you wanna come and get it, bring your A game to less. Because the first thing I'ma do is put your soul to the test. So don't hate me cause I'm too confused, fully big brain. If you knew what I know, you might have got yourself trained. Parental advisory say be 21 or above. Or forgive, I can't be giving you my sweet honey love. If you're too intimidated by me, then keep moving along. Otherwise, come holla at me after I finish this song.
So holla at me. You're not a gentleman, holla at me. You're the godly kin, holla at me. If you got a deadly pin, holla at me. If you're not gonna try to pretend, holla at me. If you got your own little spin, holla at me. If you got a hand to lend, holla at me. If your mind is being bent, holla at me. If my time with you will be well spent, holla at me. If you're not a punk ass nigga, holla at me. If you're not afraid to pull a trigger, holla at me. If you're not scared of the cops, holla at me. If you're not gonna be smoking box, holla at me. If you're down with divine math, holla at me. If you walk a godly path,
holla at me.
If your mind is being bent,
holla at me.
If my time with you will be well spent,
holla at me.
If you're not on the down low,
holla at me.
If you're not some kind of okie doke,
holla at me.
If you're not all about the money, if you think my song is kind of funny,
holla at me.
If you're down to ride and die, if you're like a TSC high,
holla at me.
If you don't got a funny hood, if you know you can fuck me real good, holla at me.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Make them fellas don't want no more. Work that thing, that's for sure. Make them fellas don't want no more.
Pop it, don't stop it, then drop it.
them, bust them hips, get them tips, let them know that you spot it.
Okay.
Pop it, pop it, don't stop it, then drop it, drop it.
Got
them, bust them hips, get them tips,
okay.
Let them know that you spot it.
Romance in the wall, I got a fist full of rancid. Chunkin' man lean, ain't dancing. Baby girl mean when she walks, she ain't prancing. Ayy, so she hustle for the score. Pop a little dippin' in the last pretty bra. Baby, dippin' in the last pretty bra. I sleep rider like it's Mario Kart. Ayy, half dressed, blessed, make it on a test. Take it to the bar and put some Hennessy off in the chest. That's what it is. Still a dime piece, that's a two or three key. Work it on me hard, make me need water. Show me what that monkey do, like we making a dog. Work it on me hard, make me need water. Show me what that monkey do, like we making a dog.
DJ's in the club, club. Show your girl some love, love. Let's get the party right, right. You know this song is tight, tight. Ladies cut a rug, rug. Like we don't give a
what?
Make that fella sweat, cause we ain't seen that day. Work that thing, that's for sure. Make them fellas don't want no more. Work that thing, that's for sure. Make them fellas don't want no more. Work that thing, that's for sure. Make them fellas don't want no more. Work that thing, that's for sure. Make them fellas don't want no more. Pop it, don't stop it, then drop it, you gotta work some hips, get some tips, let them know that you spot it. Pop it, don't stop it, then drop it, you gotta work some hips, get some tips, let them know that you spot it. Pop it, don't stop it, then drop it, you gotta work some hips, get some tips, let them know that you spot it. Pop it, don't stop it, then drop it, you gotta work some hips, get some tips, let them know that you spot it.
PG. It's ladies' night. Now the men is back on. The men had to say what they wanted to say. I don't know.
Before you go any further, Crush, you know you gotta say happy birthday to somebody.
Who?
Your president.
Happy birthday, Obama.
Anyway.
Well, I gotta say happy birthday to him. Right. He ain't gonna give me nothing on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop. I give me SSI check.
I'm letting you know now. Now my birthday is August 21st. Y'all better send my PayPal request. I want gifts. PlatinumPiece@yahoo.com. I love cash.
I'm gonna send you. $56.
You know what? That 50 cents gonna go towards me a bigger bottle of vodka. Look.
There you go. There you
that's what it is.
See, I'm not supporting your habit. Just bring that cash to a bigger bottle of vodka. I like that.
Because I don't think none going to be left after Sunday. Sunday's my anniversary, so I'm supposed to be getting a lot of vodka, you know, a lot of vodka.
Oh. How many
years? This is the only week
How are you drinking that vodka?
I'm going to mix it with pineapple juice. I'm going to mix it with orange juice. I'm going to make me some Blue Lagoon, some 57 Chevys. We've been doing vodka all week at the sidebar. I done learned me some new drinks.
Hello.
That is what's up.
Yes,
vodka around the world.
I need to buy me a shaker.
Yep.
That sounds like fun.
Shake it, like chicka chicka.
Yeah, we're going to have a ball. And so then on Monday on the sidebar, we're going to talk about whatever happened at the party the night before.
And will you be sure some of those drink recipes?
Yeah, I do it every Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to try some of them drink recipes, too. I'm going to try one. I'm going to learn how to make me a milkshake.
Who said that?
Who said that? You know I said that.
I said she said that.
Oh.
Yeah. You're crazy, man.
Who, me?
Fucking loony, man. Just
yes,
fucking
you.
Loony.
Little old me. Little big
yes,
old
you.
Little big old me, not me. I'm not crazy at all. I'm just misunderstood.
You're very, very crazy.
I'm just
misunderstood. You make me crazy.
No, you
I'm crazy
that way
just by being
yourself.
Associated with you.
No, you were always crazy. I just tell you to bring it out. That's all.
I was normal before I met you.
Man,
I was normal, innocent, and never said a nasty thing before in my life before I met you.
Hold on, let me put you on mute just in case you get shocked right now. You're getting struck down. Let me put you on mute. I don't want this shit to travel.
Make sure lightning doesn't strike the board.
So
right in that volume control where PG is set up.
So I had told somebody, I posted in a group, because everybody been adding me to these Facebook groups now. I was like a member of like 55 Facebook groups, and I'm like, okay, I only go to 3. Anyway, so I told people about my Facebook. They asked me questions about it, right? I mean, about my radio show. They asked me questions about it. And one of the questions, they said, do you play music and conduct interviews? And I almost didn't answer, but, you know, that would have been rude of me.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that would have been
you,
rude of you.
If they never heard the show before, that is understandable.
Do
okay.
you play music and conduct interviews? How is that
understandable?
Yeah. It's a radio show. At the top of the screen, it says playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. How is that? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I guess their question was supposed to be, do you play independent artists and do interviews? I think that's what they were trying to get across. You know, I get mad when I get asked questions, too, and I'd be like, you know what, I'm just going to answer it. Because,
right.
like,
and they can only get so many words
example.
In because of the phone.
But prime example,
or,
like, this we do CDs and duplicate and print CDs where we put your image that you want on your mixtape on your CD and put your music on it, and we print them up to the quantity you want. If you want 100, you want 100. If you want 500, you get 500, you know, and it's a service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know people say, and it says, for $100, no, for $75, you can get 100 CDs with your image, your music, printed, and, you know, packaged.
Mm-hmm.
So do you put your music on? Do you put our music on it? Do you put the image on it? What the fuck? If I tell you I print and duplicate your CDs for you for your mixtape, wouldn't I need your music?
Yeah.
If they ask me them questions.
Boy, Asa said, hey, PG.
Hey, my handsome.
There is an old saying that we used to use in the old days of radio. The masses are ass.
Say that again?
The masses are asses.
The masses are asses. You know,
mm-hmm.
I hate when people say there's no question, like there's no stupid questions. That's a lie. Some questions are fucking stupid.
Exactly. I agree.
I understand that.
There are no stupid questions. There are dumb questions, but there are no stupid questions.
Yes, they are. If I tell you I'm putting your shit on on this damn CD, don't ask me am I putting your shit on this damn CD. That's stupid as fuck.
like I said, not a stupid question. That was a dumb question.
Man.
Okay, so what's the
stupid, dumb
between,
question.
So what's the difference between stupid and dumb?
Not much.
Oh, I...
Black Report is retarded. I just want to go on record saying that.
Black Report is retarded.
I'm a what?
You're retarded.
Yeah.
You know what? I just realized we are all nuts.
You're stupid.
I know.
Hey.
Ooh, I heard a joke.
As the old saying goes, I is what I is.
I'm mad slow. I'm like, you know what I just realized today? You're all nuts. I'm mad slow. Anyway, so I'm a part of these groups, and these groups, they have some funny shit in it. However, today, you know how you half sleep and you're looking at something and your eyes cross?
Well, I got lazy. That.
I got lazy eyes, so my eyes are crossing every which way. Anyway, I was reading this couple. It says, if a stork brings good babies and a raven brings bad babies, what bird brings no babies?
Huh?
Okay. If a stork brings good babies, right, and
mm-hmm.
a raven brings bad babies, what bird brings no babies?
I don't know.
A swallow.
I saw that. I should have repeated it. I saw that on the page. I should have repeated it. I forgot about that.
That's fucking hilarious.
Shout out to Noodle. Big Noodle posted that this morning. I had to just repost that and say that again. I was sitting up there like, really? Really, dude? Really?
That is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Even I found the humor in that.
Okay.
I think the 4-H will come on tonight.
Right, the 4-H do come on tonight. I just got that. The 4-H will come on in about 25 minutes, so which is right after my show. I don't have the information.
And y'all better tune the fuck in. Yeah.
I don't have the information for it.
Sound like a threat to me.
That was a guaranteed promise. You don't want me to come up there, son? Well, down. I got to go down to you, but, you know. Don't make me come down there, B. I mean, have me styling
yes,
on you. You know what, Crushy? I still remember that. They be having me styling on them. Look. When you had me in that New York chat room.
Right.
That shit was hilarious.
All right, folks.
I appreciate you for that.
Oh, sugar, honey, ice, and tea. All right. I hate this damn thing. All right, folks. So here's the information. Passing the keys to the kids. 4-H Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-996-5097. That number again is 347-996-5097. Shout out to the Saints.
Crushy, you know you can't be saying my number like that. You got to say 347-996-5097. You know, because that's the same number as the sidebar on Mondays and Tuesdays, so it always has to be said sexy if it's a chick saying it. Respect my sexy nigga.
Respect my sexy nigga.
347-996-5097. She fucking with you, PG. You fucking with you.
Yeah, she's silly.
That's
all right, because I be on the sidebar going, ow.
www.blogtalkradio.com/FOURACESNETWORK. Right.
Four aces in this bitch, nigga. Okay, I'm sorry, Freshie.
Four aces.
Oh, you have to go get a warrant, huh?
Yeah, you know, I gotta represent, you know, that's my clique, you know, I gotta represent.
I was down with them at one time. Then they disappeared on me.
We didn't disappear. We just revamped our situation. We did not disappear. We've been talking about bringing you back, but you've been on some bullshit, and I'm just kidding.
Sounds like something personal to me.
That sounds personal to them too, because that don't sound personal to me. I've been on some bullshit. Y'all forget my number. I was just kidding. Y'all forget my number.
That's all I was saying. But anyway, for you know what? That's because you keep changing your number. You done changed your number more times than I done changed mine.
I don't change them. I still got them. I just don't have them connected.
You're silly.
Moving right along.
All right, though, but y'all want to call me, my number is 347 poor BBW. Anyway, moving right along.
Oh, that was the real number? I thought you was joking.
No. No, that's the real number.
Real number, poor BBW.
No. I thought you were just joking. My bad. Oopsie.
Anyway, folks, tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio. We had an awesome time here on Ladies Night. We talked about any and everything underneath the sun. It was just a smooth sailing for us. I appreciate Mrs. PG for co-hosting, holding down for the first hour, even though she was late, but that's all right. Yeah, get her beauty left.
I was only 15 minutes late.
Listen, we only got an hour. Every minute counts.
But when I came, I showed my ass, so I made up for my 15 minutes.
Made up for the 15 that we lost. Okay. Black Reporter, Stevie B, Insane Jermaine, Lady C, Renee, the usual suspect. Thank y'all for holding us down on Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to the Saint from the Four Aces Network, who's going on in about 15 minutes. He's going to do his thing over there.
I'm 347-996-5097.
Don't you ever yawn on screen. I mean on air, man. You ain't supposed to yawn on air. You know that's contagious. Then you're going to think everybody's going to think it was boring.
Half the brick didn't show up tonight.
What
happened? Half the brick didn't show up tonight.
No, she didn't. She probably asleep.
Huh?
Nothing. You didn't hear that. Right. You ain't hearing right. I ain't repeating it. You know the show, Lorca. They ain't gonna give me the You don't live in
Brooklyn. I'ma leave that alone.
Right, I live in Brooklyn. They ain't gonna get me beat up.
Mm-mm.
That's why
y'all crazy.
The question is a punk. I don't do
that. That's what makes it so fun.
That's why you keep tuning in. Keep tuning in. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site to be at. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/HeartsRadio. Also, you can add me as a friend on LaHearts.com/.
You hear me, Crushy? Huh? I added you to my Google Plus. Google Plus is a shit. Oh, and can I do my sound bite for you? You know, I always do mine live.
Go ahead.
This is Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, La Crush. This is your girl, Miss PG. Bye, noodles. Ha!
Wait a minute. Time out.
Yeah, you ain't in the sound bite. I'm sorry. That's going to be extra.
All right, folks.
Yeah.
We about to go ahead. I got one more track to play. We're going to play this last track, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to say our goodbyes and wrap up the show like we normally do. Shout out to everybody holding on line right now. I did have a song, but I lost it.
That's because you nasty. Ew.
Oh, Lord.
You've been using
that phrase a lot tonight. You nasty.
Because she is. Ew. No. That's my girl, though.
I'm not nasty. I'm just misunderstood. I keep telling y'all people that. Y'all gonna remember me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She's just misunderstood.
Yeah.
All right. I had a song and then it disappeared. Wow. That's what's up.
That's blog talk for you.
It's just a shit. Anyway, folks, we got 13 minutes remaining on the clock. On that note, I'm going to go through the line.
DG, is Google the shit these days?
Google Plus? Yes, Google Plus is the shit.
I tried to. It said it's not letting nobody else sign in to that until they launch live, right?
No. See, you got to go through your email. I sent you an invite, so you can only be on Google Plus if you're invited. So if I invite you, I ask you not to invite Wayne Ghetto. We're trying to get Wayne Ghetto off of Google Plus.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you have a Gmail account already, can you get in?
You should be able to.
Okay, cool.
I got a Gmail account.
I know. I sent it to Phone Fantasy Radio. It's email.
Oh, I was on my horseshoe email. My bad.
Yeah.
You were on your what?
You heard me. You know I got like 15, 16 email accounts.
Do you know, I don't even check half them emails accounts. I'm like, you know what? I'm scared to even go look at them. I don't want to go in there.
I didn't
get that invite. They didn't
I have had Black Reporter at Yahoo.com forever. I don't even want to look at it. I know it's got over 25,000, if not more, messages.
I get that a day at my regular email. Shout out to interviewon.neen.com where it goes down. Y'all keep on trying to blog posts, but I ain't with that spam shit. So, yeah. Keep that emoji juke because I ain't going to it. But inthebuilding.neen.com where it all goes down. If you're not on inthebuilding.neen.com, kill yourself, bitches.
Really? Really? Really?
Then you can see all the crushes. You can see all the crushes, little nasty pictures with her titties out and shit. She got it all posted up over there. She real nasty on In the Building. Yeah.
Because I was in the building. Back then. Look, I was so young back then. Didn't I just upload some
Right.
Did I upload some new pictures like yesterday,
days
before yesterday? So young.
Right. I was going through the pictures one day. I still this old picture of me with me all bent over with my booty and shit. I'm like, oh, what that's there? That was so long ago.
Right.
And then today, this one pulls out whipped cream.
It was a
Truth
or Dare. It was an online version of Truth or Dare, and I didn't want to answer the truth, so I did. And I was hungry. So he was like, oh, you look like you was hungry. I took the whipped cream. I emptied a bottle of my whipped cream right there in the middle of it. And I just dug my face. Just dug my face in it. But it's a cool picture. Oh, I might post it. I might post it on Facebook so everybody can see it.
Okay, go and get deleted again for the 20,000th time.
I shouldn't be able to get the lead. I'm going to crop it. I just want y'all to see
it. I'm going to crop it. Look, just post it inside the group. All out is one picture inside the group. Put it in the sidebar. This shit is going to be hilarious. We'll talk about it on Tuesday. Like, what is wrong with a crush and all these nasty pics? I'm just kidding.
I know, right? I'm going to post it on inthebuilding.ning.com.
Yeah, that's
up. Super fluffy.
Like superfluffyflirt.com. Mm. They got enough pictures up there already. They got my booty all out there.
Am I in your super fluffy group on Facebook?
You are not in Camp Super Fluffy, are you?
No,
I don't
not.
Know. I'm asking.
No,
we
didn't
ask.
She's not. We'll add you to Camp Super Fluffy. We add you to Camp Super Fluffy. Camp Super Fluffy is a nice, calm group. We don't have.
Ain't nothing calm about crushing.
It is calm, the Black Reporter. How's Kim?
You know, my whole thing with groups on
calm.
Facebook, if I know who you are in the group, then fine, by all means, add me. Don't just randomly add me to your bullshit. But if I know you, yes, you can add me to a group. But if I don't know you, I ain't never spoke to you, let me just put me in your bullshit-ass group and stop tagging me and shit, bastards.
Like, anyway. Who the hell is Bobby?
I'm sorry.
Who the hell is Bobby?
Who is Bobby?
Has anybody been invited to Bobby's World?
Okay, I love you, but bye. No.
I got an invitation to this shit, and I said, I don't want to be part of your group. Throw me out of here, and I'm still getting shit for it, you know?
You got to go. See, look, I'm going to tell y'all about these groups. It's this box called Edit Setting. If you want to remain in the group and don't see all that shit, go check the proper box. If you want to leave, go under there. It's going to say Leave Group. Trust me, I do it all the time.
Right, okay. I have that too.
Okay, cool.
Bobby Mackey, Music World? Oh, I don't know. But, yeah, there's a thing, there's a link underneath the members section where you see all the members. There's a link that says Leave Group right under the Edit Group. It says Leave Group right under View Fills.
Once
you click that, it'll delete you from
after
group.
When I get done with y'all tonight, I will do that.
Right. All right, folks. Y'all tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. We are at the last bit. We're going to say our goodbyes. We're going to end up early tonight. I do not know if we'll be on air Tuesday.
You suck.
I know. I do not know
if we'll be on air. I'll be on Tuesday. Fuck it.
Right. So... unless Black Reporter want to hold the radio down by himself.
You're so nasty. Ew.
What are you talking about? I was like, give Black Reporter a night to host the guys' night all by himself.
We will find guys' night to do guys' night, okay?
If y'all do guys' night on Tuesday, I'm pushing my hand at 10 o'clock. I got some comments already. Why do y'all get mad when chicks say y'all dick's little? If it's true, it's true. Why y'all get mad if y'all tell we tell y'all y'all balls think if it's true, it's true. Don't be getting mad. Wash your ass.
Hey.
Okay, I'm done.
Hey.
Right.
Can't get mad if it's true. I'm still mad at them
dudes that pee on your balls. Your dick little. That's it. That's
all right. Right, that's just nasty.
Sissy ball niggas. Y'all just stink. Just nasty. It's little.
Let it be.
Look, if they dick that little, somebody needs to tell somebody it's an epidemic going on called these pitballers.
They're supposed to be balls and not hosters.
Okay.
What you say? He ain't got to do too much to tuck, huh?
Got to lift and separate. How you going to lift and separate at your balls and nuts? Like, that's crazy. I lift and separate on your penis and your balls. They gonna have to leave.
That's
so
crazy.
Like, oh, radio, because I pay too much money for them to be trying to delete me right now. Blog Talk Radio, dare Blog Talk Radio, don't you dare. As much as
TMI.
I'm just saying. IJS.
Yeah. I don't appreciate blogs. I deleted one of my shows. Either of them bastards stole all my archives.
So
I'm supposed to blackmail people.
Ooh, as much stuff that I don't know why. Oh, so you playing regular music? What? I'm like, somebody must have reported that, because that, like, every show I
and the craziest thing about it is, how did Bobblehead even get pulled? Who reported? Who was snitching?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Like on Facebook, there's people snitching. That's gonna be our show for Tuesday. Stop snitching. If we do a show on Tuesday, it's going to be internet snitching.
Stole all my whole little archives. I can't blackmail not nobody. I had so much stuff on Ginger, but when he blew up, man, I was going to get paid, man.
Shout out
to Ginger.
Shout out to the Gingerbread Man. It was his birthday the other day.
Gingerbread.
Yeah, I said happy birthday to him on air. It didn't matter. You know, he wasn't there.
Right. But, you know, it's the thought that counts. I thought about
it. Yeah, I said it. Look, I said it. I gave him his little moment. I ain't play none of his music, though, but I gave him his moment. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, moment.
How did you say it? Yeah.
All right. That's crazy.
Now, Ginger that. Okay, enough of Ginger.
Right, Ginger that.
It's not 4 minutes remaining on the clock. We're going to go ahead and say our goodbyes. Now it's time to say goodbye.
To all of family.
To all your phone fancy friends.
P-H-O.
N-E-S. No, I'm just kidding.
A-N-S-T-A-Y.
You guys are sexy.
Yes, silly. Oh, boy. Ladies' night turned out to be very swell. So,
remember, show.
Remember, folks, I'm updating it as we speak. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. The Indie Blast session is coming to Mondays at 9 p.m. Right? Well, I'm not right here. On PhoneFantasyRadio.com. We're going to be moving the show soon. So, you would want to go over there and register, get up to date. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You know, we're not friends. Let's be friends. So, that's all I wanted to say. On that note, we're going to go ways down the line. PG, any shout-outs and last minute?
Well, it's your girl, PG. Shouts out to Phone Fantasy Radio for even having me on. Shouts out to 4 Aces, Bruce Guy, Mill Nation Marketing. Anything that's intertwined with Miss PG, Bruce Guy, NC, and the building.com, deuces, and I'm out. But noodles.
We also have Stevie B.
I want to shout out to my, you know, all my people out there. You know what I'm saying? They know who they are. So big shout out to them. Kwame Yatta Allah. Shout out to you, LaQuest. Always got the love for you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Black Porter. Shout out to
you, bro.
And any of y'all looking for me, find me on Facebook. Mala Akia Yatta Allah, or you go to LaQuest Art.
Right.
And you can find me right there in the wide section because they do it alphabetically order. And just show me love, and I'll show you love back. And I'm going to always tell my people, please pick up a book and read the Bible, read the history, find out who you really are out there because you are somebody.
All right. We also have, last but not least, we have Insane Jermaine. What's up, Insane Jermaine? Any shout-outs?
I like to make a shout out to my Lord, you know what I'm saying, bro, Jesus Christ first, thank you, happy birthday Obama. I like to shout out to my cuz Fudd Scooter, the group D12, look out for the crush, look out for the call, the crush, shout out to you, Black Reporter. I gave my cuz the number, he said he'd like to be on your show. I also like to make a shout out to SSBBW down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, my new friend on Facebook, Queen V. Yeah, I'd like to meet you next time you come back up. We can do some business. Shout out to Jabari Jones, the promoter down there. Thursday, SSBBW and BBW.
That's what's up. Okay, and I want to give a shout out to everybody that came to the sidebar. Renee, Lady C, Mrs. PG, Black Reporter, Insane Jermaine, CVB, Dre, Four Aces, the Saint. I want to give a shout out to my Charisma. I want to give a shout out to Pookie and Ray Ray and Junebug and Tom, Dick and Harry and Curly Sue and Mary Jane and everybody that's 420 friendly. Okay, Black Reporter, now you can say your goodbye.
What time there was has ceased to be. This is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want here, you heard everything we played. Now go run and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while, meaning next week. And until we meet again, you are in. And we at Phone Fantasy Radio are
outies.
Later.
Outies, son of a gun. Later, folks.
See ya.
Bye.